Hello, friends, and welcome to Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting today from the studios of KKNW here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle in the United States at 11:50 a.m. I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful love and support and for making Out of This World Radio one of the most popular spiritual and metaphysical radio shows in the world with over 250,000 listeners in over 200 countries. The purpose of this show was to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a better place. I wanted to tell everyone some good news. I've expanded my show into the San Francisco Bay Area on BBS Radio. You can listen on Saturdays on my new show from 10 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific time at https://BBSradio. That's boyboysamradio.com/out of this world radio. And you just click there's a little purple listen live button on BBS Radio Station 1 on Saturdays from 10 a.m. to 12 noon to listen. Tomorrow on my show out of San Francisco, I'll be having on Simon Parks from 10 a.m. to 11, followed by my good friend Richard Syrett of 740 a.m. Zoomer Radio in Toronto, Canada. Then on Monday, July 27th, which is just in 3 days at 9 p.m. Central European time or 9 a.m. Pacific time, I'll be starting a new metaphysical and spiritual radio show with Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria. To my knowledge, the show is the first metaphysical and spiritual radio program in Central Europe and will be heard in Austria, Switzerland, and Bavaria in southern Germany on 95.9 FM. To listen online, please go to https://onlineradiobox.com/AT/Radio Soul. I'll also have the listening information on my website, the Out of This World 1150.com website, by next week. Then on Friday, August 7th in the evening, I'll start broadcasting from WWNN Radio in Miami on 3 FM stations and 1 AM station simultaneously at 95.3 in Miami FM. Again, also on 96.3 FM Miami, as well as 103.9 FM in Miami, as well as 1470 AM in Miami. You can also listen online at radiostationusa.fm/online/WWNN. Older shows will also be available on the Out of This World Radio website at the outofthisworld1150.com. WWNN is Florida's most powerful radio station with a 50,000 watt and coverage of the entire state of Florida. So if you're in Florida, I hope you can listen. My first guest on the evening of August 7th will be Robert F. Kennedy, so I hope you can listen. For the coming year, I hope to expand to Phoenix, Arizona, Tokyo, Japan, and Mexico City. If you're listening today in Phoenix or in Mexico City, or you speak Japanese or Spanish, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I already have some help for the programs, but would also love additional help. My book, Messages from the Masters, is also being translated into Spanish as I speak, and it also been translated into Hindi. I'll let you know when they're published so you can get a copy of the book in either language if you like. I'm still having my special on my Messages from the Masters book, where you can get a free brief reading with my book for just $20 within the United States. For other countries, the cost is a little higher because of postage, and if you'd like a copy of my book and a free brief reading, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. On today's show, from now till 2:30 p.m. Pacific time, I'll be talking about my recent trip to Mount Shasta and some upcoming trips to Mount Shasta as well. On my recent trip to Shasta, I went aboard a Pleiadian mothership with Pleiadian Admiral Halosaurus. The ship that itself was half organic and half metal, and it was controlled by the thoughts of the crew. I'll also be describing the windows of a Mantis UFO, where we could see inside the actual vessel from our campsite on Mount Shasta and the inhabitants. The Bigfoot also visited us, and it was just an amazing time. And if you'd like to come along, I'll be going next month. And then from 2:30 to 3 o'clock today, I'll be describing the efforts of myself, Michiko Hayashi, the Immortal Peace Project, Leon McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation, Ernest Tahoe, a wonderful healthy elder, and Martha Childress, a wonderful lady with the Natural Choice Network, in getting clean water and food for the Hopi. The Hopi Indians in Arizona have had their food supplies cut because of the virus, and they're still drinking some, not everyone, but some are still drinking water contaminated with radiation and arsenic. However, with your help, We're making a difference. Since May of 2020, we've collected over $3,000 for the Hopi in food, and more funds are needed. $600 or $700 will buy enough food for hundreds of people for a week or two, and $125 will buy a clean water filter so the Hopi and Navajo can drink clean water free of radiation and arsenic. On August 15th next month, in about 2 weeks or so, 2-3 weeks, I will be decided to drive down to deliver supplies, food supplies, and other supplies to the Hopi in Arizona. And if you do live in the Seattle area and like to donate food or other supplies to the Hopi, they'll be most welcome. If I need to, I'll rent a U-Haul and just haul everything down. They also need games and sanitizers to help with the virus. And if you can donate, just send me an email, and I'll be happy to pick up your contributions. My email again is outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. There's also today, after that, during the next hour from 3 p.m. to 4 p.m., I'll be celebrating Love and Gratitude Day and Dr. Moto's birthday. And also, it was 6 years ago on July 25th, 2014, when I interviewed Dr. Moto on my radio show, and we did an intention experiment where we sent love and light to the Israelis and the Palestinians for them to have a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and supplies for the wounded on both sides in the Gaza Strip. Within about 5 hours, our intention experiment worked, because within a few hours after the show, the Israelis and the Palestinians agreed to a 12-hour ceasefire to exchange food and medical supplies. So I think we're powerful spiritual beings meant to create a much better and happier world. And today, Dr. Moto's work is carried on by his wonderful office in Tokyo, Japan, and the wonderful Michiko Hayashi of the Moto Peace Project. She distributes children's books and gives presentations around the world, teaching children and adults that the most powerful force in the universe is love, and we can all make this world a much better and happier place. Her website is www.emotopeaceproject.net, and I know together we'll make this world a much better and happier place. Even though I returned from Shasta about a week ago or so, I'm still feel like I'm floating around from the experience. Mount Shasta is in the fourth dimension and now shifting into the fifth dimension. And when you're there, you pick up a lot of wonderful, really, really positive energies. And I hope, if you're interested in coming, I hope you can come with me on one of my future trips. Also, I want to really thank my dear friend Carol, who provides so much help and continues to help me with the website and all the work, wonderful work she does for my show. And of course, Eric at KKNW, a wonderful fellow who is my producer. He does great work, and I want to thank him so much. When I was at Mount Shasta, we had some amazing experiences. We had miracle healings for everyone on the trip. They were either healed spiritually or physically. One fellow had a lot of pain in his hip that he'd had for some time. And I'll never forget, we did a prayer circle at one of the entrances to the Hollow Earth at Mount Shasta during this about 2 weeks ago or so. And within a half hour, all his pain was gone, completely gone. Another fellow who'd had some emotional issues to deal with from childhood, he said that after the experience, he felt so much happier because those emotional blocks had been removed. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. The cost is just $200 per person and includes the cost of camping as well as some food. If you're interested in coming, you can also call me at 509-750-9793. Now, the Pleiadians are not the only ones up at Mount Shasta. It's a portal to the Hollow Earth, and we always meet Adam and the people of Telos. During the last year, I've come in contact with Admiral Halosaurus of the Pleiadians. He's been here since the last 2 years, and he's told me that there are 2 million of the Pleiadian ships now circling the planet, and they're here to help us with the ascension. Also, of course, around Mount Shasta, you see lots of Sasquatch. Sasquatch themselves were put on this planet, were created by a race of benevolent humans who hybridized their own race with an ancient sloth that disappeared about 200,000 years ago. They are interdimensional. They can go from this dimension, third dimension, easily into the fourth and fifth dimensions, and they can at will disappear. So if you see one out in the forest around Mount Shasta or elsewhere, often they will go into another dimension and they'll vanish. And you have to, it takes a while to get used to the kind of thing. Also, too, they watch you. If you're up on Mount Shasta or other places, you'll feel their presence. You'll feel their presence more often than you do actually see them. But they're there. They're very benevolent. They communicate telepathically, and they want to help us as well. They participated in many miracle healings. There was a time in September 2017. I think I've mentioned this before, where a lady named Tammy came into the camp one night. She'd been on the trip, and she stayed in her van one night, and she'd been crippled for decades, couldn't walk very well, needed crutches or a wheelchair to get around. And in the middle of the night, about 2 o'clock in the morning, she said that the Sasquatch surrounded her van, and they asked her if she'd like a healing and new legs. And she said, yes, of course, I'd love healing. And so at that point, an ET craft, according to her, came above her van. They sent a beam of light down from the UFO itself, down into her van. The top of the van opened up. She was beamed aboard this craft and given a new set of legs. After a while, she was sent back to her van. The top of the van was sealed up. Next morning, she wakes up, and then she starts running around the campsite saying, they've healed me. They've healed me. And I thought she was on drugs, and I don't allow drugs in my trips. And I finally got a hold of her. I said, look, you know, whatever you're on, stop it. I don't allow drugs on the trip. And she said, no, you don't understand that they had healed me. And so she explained how they'd taken her aboard this craft, given her a new set of legs, and she's been healed ever since. So those kinds of, I can't guarantee it'll happen every time. A lot of it depends upon people have to be in a very high vibration state of mind for the trip and be open to it. And if you have any thoughts of negativity or you don't believe it can happen, that itself, they tell me, can stop it as well. People coming on the trip too, I always have to ask the people of Telos and Adama whether their energies are high enough. Most people are fine, and they really love it there. Anyway, I hope you can come. It's a fascinating time, and I wanted to also tell people that if you missed my Galactic Wisdom Conference in March of this year, the entire conference is still available on Crowdcast for just $50. You just go to my Galactic Wisdom Conference website at www.galacticwisdomconference.com and just click on the live stream tab. And this is an once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to listen to some of the world's most famous and wonderful spiritual and UFO people, including Simon Parks from England, Alex Collier, who's had contact with the Andromeda Galaxy, James Redfield, who's the author of the Celestine Prophecy, and of course, Michiko Hayashi, the wonderful Emoto Peace Project, as well as Professor Jerry Pollack from the University of Washington on the fourth phase of water, as well as myself and many others. I want to especially thank the many sponsors of this show, including Corey and Saul and Kirkland for their wonderful support, as well as my friends Jessica and Randy in Mercer Island, wonderful Louise in Bellevue, Mary and Elias in Costa Rica, Bradley and Gemma, of course, in London, England, Dan and Ursula and Manuela in Switzerland, and Jan Eric and Emma Louise in Norway, and of course, everyone around the world who've helped me raise consciousness to make this world a better place. I'm also looking for additional sponsors and advertisers, and any advertising on this program will have a worldwide audience for your goods and services. Also, I'd like to thank my dear friend Carol, who designs my website, provides wonderful support, my friends in the Galactic Alliance, and of course, Eric at KKW, without whose help and support this program would not be possible. I have a spiritual mentoring program where I also teach people how to contact their angels and spirit guides, and if you'd like to get in touch with your loved ones who've passed on or contact your guides and get some good spiritual advice, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me at 509-750-9793. I had planned to go to Peru this spring, but it's been postponed to October now. And if you'd like to go, please send me an email. We'll be visiting some beautiful spiritual places, including Machu Picchu, Cusco, Ollantaytambo, Pisac in the Sacred Valley, as well as the Nazca Lines in Paracas. Paracas is a beautiful place that's located on the coast of Peru, and it has a very interesting and unique museum of hybrid human extraterrestrial skulls. It's really amazing. The skulls themselves are about, at least 12 inches, maybe 18 inches long. They're elongated. They look like they're somewhere out of Egypt, and we believe that they are from another planet. And this also fits in with the Nazca Lines. So the Nazca Lines are south of the museum Paracas, and south of there's the Nazca Lines are a series of lines that you can only see from high up, maybe about a half mile or a mile up from the ground. And there's all there appears to be landing sites for UFOs and aircraft to land in, all kinds of animals also. It wasn't discovered, the first time it was discovered by this civilization was in 1955 or 56, when a small plane flew over the Nazca lines in this area of Peru and saw all these amazing flight patterns and landing areas for look like airplanes or spacecraft. And so the Peruvians were actually building a road through the area, the Pan American Road, and they only discovered it then, because when you're on the ground, you can't see it. You can only see it if you're from very, very high up. And people think that these monuments, if you will, on the ground were all part of the way that they used to land here on the planet. And my own personal belief is that I think there were extraterrestrials who landed on these sites, and then they came up to Paracas, which is a couple hours away, maybe about 100, 150, 200 miles away north of there, and they established colonies of people, if you will, who were half human and half extraterrestrial. But it's the only place in the world where you can walk up and you can actually see these extraterrestrial skulls. To be honest, I wasn't sure how much time I needed on this part of the program to talk about Mount Shasta, but I think what I'd like to do is, Eric, go ahead and call everybody if you like. We'll call people early to bring them on to talk about the Hopi. The Hopi's food supplies have been severely affected by the virus. There aren't food trucks now going into the reservation, and they've been short of food. So since for the last couple of months, with the help of Mitch Kohayashi in Tokyo, Martha Childress of the Natural Choice Network, of course, and as well as Liam McLaughlin of the Washington Clean Water Foundation, and Ernest Towell, a Hopi elder, we've been raising money for food for the Hopi. About $600 or $700 buys fresh produce for several hundred families on the first and second mesas of the Hopi. They're still having problems getting food, and any contribution you like would be really really welcomed. There's a wonderful lady named Valletta Sidney who will be calling in today. She'll tell you about her efforts as well. She's a food coordinator for the first and second mesas of the Hopi tribe. The Hopi reservation itself consists of different mesas. They're like areas within the rock formations, and within those mesas are different villages and different communities of the Hopi. And Valletta does work for the first and second mesas of the Hopi. I'm sure she can tell you more of that, as well as Ernest can tell as well. So that's where the funds are going. 100% of all donations go directly to the Hopi. This is all volunteer basis. And when we talk to Leon here in a few minutes, Leon is with the Washington Clean Water Foundation here in Seattle. And from what he tells me, $125 will buy a new clean water filter for the Hopi, as well as the Navajo, too, so they can drink clean water free of radiation and arsenic. This situation, unfortunately, has been going on for decades. Years ago, their water was clean, but what's happened over the years has been a lot of mining in the Hopi especially, and especially the Navajo area. And mining companies, I don't think they realized it, but they pumped out so much water to do mining in the area, is that the water table itself has dropped really low. And at the bottom of this water table, that's the problem, because the water that they pump out for the Hopi and the Navajo, much of it is contaminated with radiation and arsenic. The Hopi and the Navajo have beautiful reservations. I don't know if you've been down there, but the country is this beautiful sandstone color of all this wonderful wonderful colors. And I want to thank Eric. Eric does such a great job there at the station. Hey, Eric, thank you so much for getting everybody on. Everybody's on now. So I'll see who's there. Let me think. Michiko, are you there? Okay, I guess not. Okay. Leon, are you there?
I'm here, Ted.
Oh, good. I can't see through the phone.
Glad to be on your show. Thank you very much for inviting me.
I'm so glad you're there. And is Ernest, Ernest, are you there? Well, we'll get
Ernest. Yes, Ted, I'm here.
Oh, good, good. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. We'll get Mitchie here shortly. Leon, I want to start with you first. You're working on some fundraisers. Could you tell people about that and some exciting new advances you had in the clean water for the Hopi?
Yeah, we're working on doing a fundraiser with the Sparkman Winery out here in Washington. They're in Kirkland, Washington, and they're very excited about doing this fundraiser for the Hopi and Navajo tribes. As you know, now we have to do virtual, so we're actually brainstorming on how we can do a virtual concert just because of the situation with the COVID-19. So it's good that we're getting creative minds, marketing people to basically say we had planned to do the fundraiser with artists and have a live event, but now with COVID, we have to do virtual, but we still haven't stopped. We haven't scrapped the project, and now we're all huddling up to see how we can give a great fundraiser to bring clean, fresh drinking water for the Hopi and Navajo tribes through a virtual fundraising event.
Well, I want to thank Teresa so much in Idaho for donating $30,000 year before last for water filters for the Hopi. That helped so much, and that was so sweet of her. We've had lots of other contributions come in. I want to jump to Mitchie now in Tokyo and see if she's there, and then Ernest. And Mitchie, are you there? Hello? Well, I guess we'll get her on here in a minute. Great. And Ernest, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, good, good. And Mitchie, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Ted. I'm sorry. My phone was mute.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right.
Thank I know you so much for having me.
We probably woke you up at, 2 o'clock in the morning or something? Or...
No, it's still 6:30. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Hey, Mitchie, just as I know you've been raising money for the Hopi too. Do you think you could get some artists who might like to do a concert with Leon to help raise money for the Hopi? Just an idea. I wanted to throw that out. I know you've known people in Japan that maybe could help. I don't know.
Musician, you mean?
Yeah, musicians, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, sure. I can try to find someone, but people cannot still go to the U.S. right now.
Oh, no, no, you don't understand. We'll do it by virtual, by computer, by Zoom.
But, by Skype. Zoom?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So,
I have a really good friend who is a guitarist, very well-known guitarist. Maybe I can talk to him. Let me talk to them.
Okay.
Oh, that would be great, Michi. That would be absolutely fabulous, because then we can put on an international concert with an artist out of Japan. Let's see if we can get some other international artists. I think Martha had a group from Canada that she was working with. Yeah, that would be totally awesome.
Okay.
Right.
Great.
Right.
I will contact him.
And then, I believe Ernest knows a couple groups that's pretty awesome from the videos that he sent me when we were going to originally try to do an event in Arizona. If he can still contact those folks, you know, I don't know if that would be, I mean, wow, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Okay.
If we all put our heads together and work together, we can make a fantastic and beautiful world. That's how I look at it, you know. So, and
I think you're right.
Absolutely.
And also, I'm talking to the Repertory Theater because they will no longer be doing live performances or musicals, but they're doing online. So I can also talk to some of those guys who's marketing their online shows, so we can kind of get some good inside information on how to have a successful event. And they've won Tony Award-winning awards and that type of stuff, and had Tony Award-winning plays and musicals that later went to Broadway and became smash hits. So I think I can also have that team kind of help us out. So I think that'll be great.
Yeah. Well, do you have an idea when you might be doing this?
What did you say? I couldn't hear you, Mitchie.
Do you have a date in mind? Do you have a date in mind?
We don't have a date in mind, but we're thinking fall, this fall.
Fall, okay.
Right now we're in the huddle, so and brainstorming. So, but we're thinking fall because you want enough time, you know. And especially now that we're just going into this virtual thing and none of us really know what we're doing, if it's anybody that can help us out there, that'd be great. On, like I said, I'm talking to the rep. If it's any people that would like to volunteer that's listening to this show, we would definitely need their help on helping us do this.
Okay. Great.
That would be, that would be wonderful. Just send me an email. Anyone listening out there, with you know some good musicians who'd like to participate, to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And Leon, I know Mitchie. I think you met Marcos in Los Angeles, but he knows lots of bands, especially in
England. Yeah.
So he, I'll get a hold of him over the weekend. He's a nice man, and he said he'd help. So, but I wanted to bring on Ernest now. And Valletta, are you there? By the way.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. You're so quiet. Hello. I couldn't tell you were there.
Yeah, I was just waiting for you to call on me. But, yeah, I've been here, and thank you for inviting me to the show. I'm excited to be on the show today.
Oh, good, good. Well, I want to bring you on now and then Ernest. But, Valletta, how are your efforts going, and how can we help you? I'm taking a load of food down in the middle of August, but tell us what you need. Like you said, you need puzzles and sanitizers.
Yeah, we have plenty of hand sanitizer. And like I mentioned in the previous show I was on, that we still need like containers to share it because they came in big old gallons. So we would like containers, if you can find any, to bring to us when you do come to Hopi in August. And we are trying to mainly emphasize the stay at home to our families during the winter and fall season. It's coming up shortly. People will be indoors, especially during those times as it gets cold. And so we're looking for things for them to do at home, puzzles, word search, what else, family games. People don't play board games anymore. And to get them to put their phone away and start, you know, doing something in the evenings or weekend nights to keep themselves occupied. We would like items like that, or, you know, crafting items for the men. You know, they like to do woodwork and paint and items like that. You know, we're good with food right now. We got an abundance of food through your organization, and we thank you so much for that. We are, you know, we want to just mainly emphasize to our families to stay home during this time and keep well. So we're planning for the fall season. But, thank you very much.
Well, I'm going to be visiting some farmers around the Seattle area this coming weekend and next week. I know a lot of them donate food to the food banks, but I'll see if I can get some food in just a U-Haul trailer, and I'll just load it up, and I'll bring it down. I'd like to go to Ernest now. Ernest, how are you doing, my friend?
Hello, Jed. I'm doing okay. How about yourself?
Oh, fine. Ernest has been a wonderful fellow. He's been distributing the water filters and helping out for the last couple of years. Anyway, Ernest, I want to thank you so much for your help. I'll be bringing down a bunch of water filters from Leon here. When I drive down to the Hopi in August. And is there anything else I could bring down too, or just let me know?
Basically for the First Mesa area, we still need some food donations, PPEs, sanitary items, the basic essentials. The water is what we're addressing over here with the filters and all, and our solar unit. Mm-hmm. Also working with a good friend of mine named Vanessa Gundon from the Navajo Nation up in the White Cone area. She's helping out with some water barrels, 30-gallon water barrels. So that
okay.
We can distribute to some of the homes that don't have running water, and that way they can have that as water storage.
Okay.
With the filter that we clean, with the water that we filter out.
Okay. I want to tell people when I drive down the Hope down to see the Hopi, I will have extra room to take food down there, and the food can always be stored. So when I leave from the Seattle area, drive down to Hopi, I'll be going through Portland, Oregon, through Oregon, into Northern California, through San Francisco, and then over to cut over to the Hopi through Las Vegas. So anywhere along, if you live along that route, send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, and I could easily stop by and pick up contributions as I drive south. I'll just plan to get a U-Haul and fill it up. So, and I know with food that it's perishable, and it can also always be stored for the coming months. So anyway, and Valetta, I wanted to ask you, how are the people doing down there in terms of blankets or sleeping bags or warmth? Because I could certainly pick up blankets and stuff too for people.
Yeah, that would be great for especially for our elderly during the winter time. We have had, of course, we use the coal for fuel during winter, and that has been shut down. So the communities are coming together here, villages, to start wood cutting and storing them for the winter time, storing the wood. And we don't live in a big, you know, wooded area, so we have to go out to the different national forests to pick up the wood and just preparing for the winter. So that would be great to get to start. We're thinking of winter items now so we can keep them on hand and give them out when the cold weather does approach.
Sure, absolutely. So if you've got sleeping bags or blankets, I can easily fill up a U-Haul and just bring it down. I want to bring a bunch of stuff down in August. I think that would be a good thing to do. Leon, tell us about you talked about reverse osmosis. Could you tell my listeners how that works and how that can help the Hopi?
Yeah. As you were saying, that they currently have a reverse osmosis system at one of the hospitals there on the reservation. And we can put together and develop a reverse osmosis machine. The only thing, as Ernest and I was talking about, you get this taste, and you would have to run it through one of our other water units that's there, so the taste won't taste bad. The water won't taste bad from the reverse osmosis, even though the water would be clean. We found out, I know, in the Caribbean, and Ernest and I talked about this before, that the taste factor on a conference call, that it would have to be ran through one of the other units, and then you got, you know, the water is clean, but you don't have the bad taste. Is that correct, Ernest?
Yes, that's true. Out here, we have the hospital and water station pump that services the Kings Canyon area, and reverse osmosis at the high school. So all three areas, residents and students have mentioned of a bad taste, sometimes some slight odor in the water as well. And me and Leon have been talking about this issue, and then just kind of ran through some ideas, and we figured, you know, that's what we're going to do. One of the foundation filtering units first. And I'll have that filter through that after the ROs.
Sure. Well, that's great.
It's just that, and we can put that as part of our lineup, and the machine works well. We just have to run it through one of our other systems for the odor and taste. But it is part of our product line. But I think the solar units are some of the best units, and those would be the most efficient ones, along with us going to the manufacturer to create a stronger filter for the uranium and arsenic. And we're working on getting a water sample from the point of entry so we can take it to the manufacturer. Just see if they can come up with a stronger filter.
Sure. I want to thank Janice Churchill and Dairy Conduit for their wonderful contributions. They've given me almost $2,000 for shungite to bring down to the Hopi. And as far as I know, from the way you use it, you put a small piece of shungite in a bottle of water or a glass of water, and it'll help clean the water radiation, give it a high vibration too. So I'll be bringing that down as well when I come down in August. Mitchie, I want you to talk too about the children's books and how they've been distributed with the water filters too.
Thank you. Yes, this is the children's book called The Messages from Water that Dr. Emoto made for children, so that children will learn that water has memory in our consciousness, and water is deeply connected. And when we are in the state of love and gratitude, our immune system goes really high. It boosts up the immunity so that we don't really get diseases because our vibration will be very high. So we don't really have to worry about any environment, and also because of our being energetic being, we are affecting in a positive way all within us and all around us. And so with this book, we are distributing this each children's book with Leon's filter, water filter, to each homes, so that everybody learns about water and love and gratitude, and that and see through by looking at all these water crystals and the differences between our negative thoughts and positive thoughts. And water really shows the beautiful water crystals when we are in the good emotion or good thoughts, and whereas the negative thoughts create ugly water crystals. And there we say that because we are 70% water, or children are more, and everything on this earth contains water, like soil and plants, trees, and everything. Mother Earth has water. Water is absorbing our energy and our thoughts and consciousness. So everyone will learn to be positive, to be kind, to be in harmony with them, within them, and all around them. So this is the book that we are distributing to everyone in the Hopi land also.
Wonderful. And I can take some copies down with me, too. They don't take a lot of space. It's very easy to do that. So
Yeah, please do. Thank you. Yeah, please do that.
That'll work out great. That'll work out great.
And I think that's a great idea, to have the prayer and to have the water filters, because, you know, putting the prayer on top is just taking it to the ultimate. You know, you're taking it to the next level to say, okay, we have clean water, but
exactly,
we're putting prayers on top. I think what a combination.
Yes. Yeah, and absolutely, that way people can learn in Hopi land, Hopi friends can learn to always offer prayers, because it's really powerful. Our prayers are really powerful energy, and that they can purify the water and also bring rain also, as they have rain dance. And it's a prayer, and it really works. And I would like them to continue to do that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Valetta, I wanted to ask you, go to you now. If you could send me an email, or we can talk later, and just make a list so I cover it, okay, of anything you guys need. I'm happy to bring it down with me when I drive down there in middle August.
Sure, I can do that. I'll go ahead and put together a wish list of the things that we want to get to our public, our residents here in Kekotsaki. Mm-hmm. And we did get the family fun activities in Flagstaff. We went to Walmart. I met Martha last week, Friday. We picked up as much games as we could. And I found a few word search, a lot of basketballs. And yesterday we had our distribution day for the village, and we given every family some type of activity. so the younger families got games or basketball, and then the elderly, we didn't forget. We gave them a word search or a pack of cards, playing cards.
Oh, fun.
Or
okay.
A pack of, it's called DOS, but it's the second version of UNO. So
okay.
We gave that one out, and just coloring books with markers and coloring pencils. So they really enjoyed that one yesterday. So not only did they get cleaning supplies and hygiene items, we added the family fun games. And again, our emphasis is really to get families to stay safe and to stay home. Food and everything is nice, and we'll take what we can and what people donate to us. But it's the idea now of finding these ways and being creative with our residents, Kekotsmobi Village members. You know, how can we stay home and not get ourselves bored?
Sure.
If you have any ideas, anybody out there, please, you know, let us know and help us to stay home.
Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people listening today, if they've got like games or extra sleeping bags at their place or cans of food or whatever you'd like to donate, just send me an email and we could arrange for to pick it up. And so I'd like to bring a lot down in August with my goal so to give them enough food and supplies for the winter would be great. Anyway.
Even ours for canning, you know, we get a lot of food items that were distributed that our people can, you know, start jarring their own food for the winter. So that'd be nice too, you know, to get clean jars and canning things. Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. We're fine. Okay. Can you hear us okay?
Okay.
Yeah, just fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just fine.
Yeah, so this, you know, we're just open to any type of ideas because we do know we're going to be in this situation for a while. And everybody needs to get acquainted and start practicing, you know, during the winter time to go another couple more months the way that we are. And we don't want anyone to, you know, be exposed and become sick. And we're experiencing, of course, still, you know, death on the Hopi Reservation. Our numbers aren't as high, you know, as other tribes maybe. But still losing somebody every day is, you know, still painful for everyone to experience. And people are going through that.
Absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. Mitchie, could you talk about the power of prayer and how that can also help water too?
Yes. We do a lot of experiences, researches also with other scientists and researchers all around the world with institutes and universities. And we know we have a lot of data that our prayers or our intentions really are powerful, and it affects everything. And when we send out collectively, the collective consciousness empowers the energy, amplifies the energy. So when we get all together, more and more people get together, then the power of our prayers become even more powerful. So when you in Hopi, people used to do the water dancing or to bring rain, and that worked. I know that Vernon Masayasava, the elder.
Oh yes.
Here,
sure.
Vernon was here with Becky, his wife Becky, and a couple of times before when Dr. Emoto was still alive. And we were talking about it too, and he said, "Yeah, they used to have rain dance all the time whenever they needed water, and it really worked." And I was talking with another friend who lives in Thailand, and in Thailand, in certain areas, they have a lot of rain and even floods. But in his area, in the farm, he doesn't have any water. So what he did was he got all together with his friends, farmer friends, and then they did water a prayer, and then they really brought rain there. So that's how powerful our consciousness and intention and prayers are. And it doesn't matter where we send our intentions from to where. It works to if we send our intention to the other side of the world, to the other side of the earth, it still works. It doesn't matter. It's beyond time and space. It works. So I would like people to know that that's how powerful our consciousness is. And please keep sending prayers all the time. And please do not forget to pray for the good good reason, for good purpose, for other people, and for the peace.
Let's do it right now. Let's do a prayer, Leon, Valletta, Ernest, Mitchie. Let's all do a prayer now for healing for the Hopi, for the Navajo, for the entire world. Everyone, would it be a wonderful thing to do? And I think the planet needs it, certainly, with all the everything going on. So let's just do a moment of silence now for all.
Can I play 528 Hertz?
Yes, please. Tuning
fork, so that I can send out the love frequency to whole world.
Okay, so explain the 528, what it is exactly.
Okay, 528 Hertz is a love frequency.
Okay.
And it has, as you can tell from this number 528, it's really high frequency, and that heals everyone, everything. And this, because of the vibration, this goes to everywhere all around the world instantaneously when I play it. And people who are listening to this, they receive this love frequency. And 528 Hertz is also can also fix or fixes broken DNA also. Even broken DNA can be fixed. So that's how powerful this love frequency is. So, okay, let me play it.
Okay, right, thank go you. Ahead. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's beautiful. And send everyone listening today, please send lots of love and light around the planet for healing for everyone. Good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, I think, you know, I don't know if there's of course, there's garage sales people have, and they clear out their homes. So if you've got, like, old blankets or clean blankets and clean sleeping bags and extra food or whatever you have, just set it aside and send me an email, and I'll we can arrange some transportation to pick it up. And this goes not only in Seattle, but all the way down to Portland, all the cities through Oregon into Northern California. Anywhere where I'll be driving through, I can pick it up, no problem. So I might have to rent off several trucks at that point, but we'll see. what happens there. So but it'll be fun. Yeah, it'll be fun. Leon, you always have lots of ideas. What other ideas have you had for fundraising?
Well, besides the virtual thing, because of now with the COVID, that's about the biggest thing that we're going to do. And I think we're going to put, like, auctions together, that type of stuff. So we can, because now we have to brainstorm, how can we fundraise online? How can we perfect it?
Yeah.
So I think now we'll be doing, like, a lot of online stuff along with fundraising online. Yeah. So that's the latest. Another good thing is we have Louise that's looking at being a she's, like, putting together a package, and she's a donor that's working with Ernest and I to bring in more water units with the better water filters. And we're looking at grant writing. So we need folks out there that's professional in writing grants so we can also get a grant and get the donations together. So that's the latest kind of stuff that we're working on. And on the fundraising side, like I said, that along with setting up a series of auctions and different online events.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. That's great. Wonderful. Well, you know, if we all work together, everybody, we can make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that I want to thank you, Ernest, and Valletta, and Mitchie, and Leon for all your beautiful work and helping out. Ernest, how are things like down where you live? What's it like? Has the virus increased, or how are people coping?
We're still on stay-at-home orders, curfews,
okay.
3-day weekend curfews.
Mm-hmm.
Cases have increased dramatically the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago. They still continue to rise, but it has slowed down. It's not as increasing as fast. Still need to mask up, wash your hands, you know, take every precaution necessary to keep them safe.
Sure.
Other than that, we're doing our best.
Okay.
Trying to help each other through this.
Sure.
Time.
Well, just let us know how we can be of service to you guys. And again, I'll be taking a bunch of supplies down the middle of next month. And we've got time. It's about 3 weeks out. Plenty of time to get some things together. And Leon, what other things have you thought of, too, for fundraisers?
Like I said, we're brainstorming on doing a lot of online events. If people want to mm-hmm. join us and come up with some ideas, they can go to www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org for any donation or any help that they can give us. PPE, we talked about that last week also. If they want to donate masks or any kind of PPE or just help us with grant writing or any kind of creative ideas, especially now that we have to be inside and got to get more creative. So any kind of creative artist, anybody that can help us, come and join us. And like I said, they can go to our website, www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org. Everything is 100% tax write-off. If you purchase a machine, that'll help because they need all the help that they can get, and working together works. So if we can all work together, like you said, Ted, working together works to solve this horrible problem that's down there, especially with the uranium and arsenic in the water that kids is drinking, adults is drinking, everybody's drinking. So we have to eradicate that. That's our goal.
Sure. That's such a noble goal. Well, I think, you know, I want to thank you so much, Leon, and especially Mitchie, for your work, and Ernest and Valletta. We're all working together, and we're all on the same page here. And we all have the spark of the supreme being or the creator within all of us. And I think once people realize that, actually helping others is helping yourself, because we're all linked together with that powerful spiritual force. Leon, could you give out your website so people could make contributions? And Mitchie, could you give out your website too? And Valletta, your phone number, and Ernest, if people want to help too, give contact information.
Yeah. My website again is www.cleanwaterfoundationwa.org.
Okay. Wonderful. Wonderful. And Mitchie, could you give out your contact information too, please?
Sure. My website is www.emoto, E-M-O-T-O, emotopeaceproject.net.
Okay, great. And Valletta, could you give out your phone number too, please? Contact?
My phone number is 928-734-2474, and that's to the Cape Hope Mobility Administration office.
Okay. Okay, great. And your email too?
And my email address is V as in Victor. My last name is SIDNEY@live.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. And unfortunately, we just dropped Ernest. That's too bad. I was going to ask Ernest, but anyway, well, I want to thank all of you for coming on today. And Mitchie, hang on for our second hour.
Okay, thank you.
I want to thank everyone so much for their beautiful support. Please stay tuned, friends, for our second hour. We'll be coming back in just a few minutes. And thank you so much, Leon, Valletta, for coming on today in earnest. Really appreciate it.